Episode 399, December 31st, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
It's our final show of 2018. I would say it was a very good year in the Robin Joe Show, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was. Our Patreon, we're almost at our goal for Patreon. We never do this. I'm going to do a quick commercial. If just maybe a handful more can do it, we hit our goal.
Yeah, we're just trying to get $500 a month. We're up to 420 now.
Yeah, we just need a few more.
We're not a weed show, so that 420, we'd like to move off that.
Yeah, it's making us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I do have a story that, God, I don't want my father to hear this. Hey, I'm going to tell it anyway. So, I probably shouldn't tell this.
Well, now you have to.
God, this is bad. Okay.
Well, we're not doing this live. We're recording this on December 26th, so he might miss it.
Okay.
Does he know how to listen? This is not live.
I'm going to have to tell this cryptically. There may be something that Katie had in her coat pocket that fell out that we can't find.
And where would it have fallen out at?
We think when she threw her coat on my parents' bed.
Oh. Is there a chance that someone there would find it and then partake?
No.
Okay.
There's no chance in that. Although,
thinking it's something else?
That could happen. That could happen, and then my dad could be in trouble thinking it's something else. Or, I mean, I don't know what could happen other than, you know, hopefully I get it back. That's the key.
What if he discovered this, thinking it was something else, ingested it, and loved it?
That's not unlikely.
And then he's, Joe, tell me more about this.
Tell me more about this.
Yes.
Medicine.
That's my gramps impression.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
I don't know. Hey, let me say this. Gramps, I'm answering no questions about this. So when you pull me to the side, I'm not answering. This is something that you don't get to hear. Okay, if you can figure it out, good for you. Give it back, and if you can't, then that's it.
Can I? I got a text from Gramps.
What did it say? What is this thing that fell out of Katie's pocket?
No, where do I? How can I find this? Robbie, you talked to him, right?
Yeah, I told him to send it to you.
Yeah. See if I can find it. When was that?
It was on Christmas Eve.
Hold on. Is it the accidental text he got?
Yes.
Yeah, he sent it to. Yeah, he does this all the time. He sent it to me, and I'm like, I don't know how to make this into a story.
Oh.
It wasn't to you. It was accidentally sent to you.
No, it wasn't accidentally sent to him.
You want me to just read it?
Sure.
Dad, let me just give a little bit of background. My dad called the number, and it was his customer's old phone number. This new person who returned a text to him has had this number for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes. So this is the text he gets from the person that he called thinking it was an old client, correct?
Correct.
This is not that bitch phone. You obviously have not spoken to her in 2 years because that's how long I had this number. I'm sick of you motherfuckers calling for Jessica. Fuck Jessica and fuck you. Whoever this bitch is, Sparks must shoot out her pussy.
Yeah, it was the wrong number. And you got to take it a test. Now, hold on. Then
Come
my
on,
father,
that last light is great.
That's
that,
fine.
Wait a minute. Is that a good thing that you want? I mean,
no,
what does
I don't
that mean?
Want that. No, yeah. I want it. I want, that's the last thing I want to see. So, did you're saying that Dad called this person?
He either called or texted them, and that's what he got back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought after he got that, he called and was like, there must be some misunderstanding.
What do you mean by sparks in her pussy? She should see a doctor.
In all my experience with inner city women, I've never even heard of this.
You need life insurance if sparks are coming out of your pussy.
That's for sure. You're not going to be around long. Let me tell you a little bit about her whole life.
Yeah. I'll meet you at, what's that?
I'll meet you at the Lexington Market
for a gyro. Anyway, it was a great 2018. It was a great Christmas, though, for Mac Bergson, because his brother, Scott Bergson, a loving brother by any definition, sent him a hard copy of the hot New York Times bestseller, Resentment Kills.
Now, it's Resentment's Kill, by the way.
Resentment's Kill.
Is he going to – maybe we could get him to read it and review it. He's going to read it.
Of course. Maybe he could do the audio for the –
the audio book.
The audio, yeah. narrated by Mac Bergson.
No, I definitely want – you know, I want an objective review of it.
Well, you're not going to get it. This is this man loves Gramps more. He loves his kids, his wife, his family, and then Gramps. That's it.
Yeah, but this is not an affront to Gramps.
But it's close. I mean.
Well, then I ask this. Mac, if you can be objective, I want a review. If you can't, then all right, don't worry. I don't need it. I want a real review.
But you'll never read it under any circumstance.
Hey, I just gave up some information I didn't want to give up. So we need the truth, right?
Okay.
All right.
So there's a picture of it that Scott took from their Christmas that he posted and I reposted it on our Facebook. Check it out, Rob and Joe Show. So how was your Christmas, fellas?
Oh, my God. I sent you this text. You don't know this, Robbie. Marcus, you don't know this either. So we have a gift exchange at both my family and at my fiance's family, you know, where you pull somebody's name and you get the gift for that person.
Sure.
Now, Katie's mom is a very, very giving person, and this is her thing. She loves to shower people with gifts, so it was very difficult for her.
It's the opposite of the character you play in our murder mystery.
Exactly. It was very difficult for her to kind of abide by whatever the rules of this Secret Santa was, which, by the way, she didn't. She didn't. Everybody got gifts, whatever. But the person whose name she got is going to get the best gifts.
Which, so that's the one you want by far.
You definitely want her to get your name. And I didn't get her name. I got Katie's sister-in-law. I got her a gift card to some restaurant, right? So that was, you know, a $75 gift. Her mom, okay, let me tell
you. TGI Fridays.
This is even what I can remember that I got. She got us an ottoman that matched this chair we have in here.
Beautiful.
She got us a Roomba.
Jeez.
I say us, me.
Yeah.
She got me an iPad.
An iPad.
Yes.
That's at least $300, depending on which.
I can't even. Yeah. I'm forgetting some things. These wolf slippers that I'm wearing right now, she gave me.
I'll
she got me a bunch
photo.
Of shirts and clothes. She probably. There's no doubt that she spent $1,500 on me.
Will you have sex just wearing the wolf slippers?
If I'm allowed. I don't know.
Okay.
That's.
Look for the photo on our Facebook and Twitter. But yes, I would like that to happen.
Sure, I'd be allowed to do that.
Speaking of gift exchanges, may I plug our Patreon again?
Of course.
And talk about the extraordinary portrait that Mrs. Erica Woodworth
unbelievable.
Painted. It is amazing, and it can only be seen on our Patreon.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can't even put it up in my studio because, I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's Katie's topless in it.
Well, I mean,
it's an artist rendering of what they think she might look like topless.
Right.
It's not, it wasn't painted from a photo or from her in, but
they're very pointy breasts. And I think what the artist is trying to say here is that Katie is a very driven person and they're pointing forward and her life is heading forward with,
they're
gusto.
Away from me. I'm behind
they're,
her.
Well,
today.
Yes.
Anyway, check out that picture, but you can only see it if you're a patron. Now, I would have hung it up in the studio, but I'm not allowed because even though my kids are, you know, almost 19, the other one's 21, she doesn't want a picture of her, even pretend topless in the house. So I don't know where we're going to put it. I can't put it at work. I'll get fired.
I'm something. So fucking annoyed.
Why don't you pick two pictures of J.O. Covan above the nipples?
Yeah.
Or one of Yoko Ono and one of J.O.
So on the, you know, when you do enter into one of these gift exchanges, you have to put, you know, what's on your wish list.
Yes.
And I put a life-size picture of myself.
As a joke.
And I put world peace. She did get me a life-size picture of myself. So I'll show it to you before we leave. It's a life-size picture, which I think I will put up in here.
Yeah.
It's from when we went to Phil's wedding.
Okay. Everybody's, so you were dressed nice.
Everybody's cropped out but me.
Yeah.
So that, and it's 6 feet tall. It's just, you know. It's,
that's a much more offensive to me than Katie's pointed nipples.
To everybody, right?
Yeah.
And then I also got a shirt that says, you know, all I want for Christmas is world peace. So that's, I got that too. Yeah. I got listen, I'm forgetting about all, I got trivia books. I can't even think of it. Oh, I got cologne.
Oh my God. You hit a home run.
The cologne is from Nordstrom. So it probably cost $100. You know what I mean? I gave a gift card. I feel like a fucking asshole.
Well, Tawana got me a card that says two owls are on her spooning and it says, owl I want for Christmas is you. I hit a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, by the way, real quick, maybe we'll do this after the break. Marcus got us Christmas gifts. We're holding them in our hands.
We'll do a live on-air opening of these gifts.
Should we do an unboxing on air?
An on-air unboxing. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, February 14th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
Tits.
I have to say before we do this that we've spoken about this before. I'm bad at, I don't like getting gifts because I don't know how to, I can never react naturally. It's in my head.
You got a great gift from Justin Schlegel.
And I don't think I reacted.
You don't think
properly.
You reacted? I thought you did. I didn't notice that it was.
Well, this is what happened. Justin, we did a murder mystery. We drew names. And Justin got me. And it's a box. It's a Johnny Walker gift set of different bottles of Johnny Walker. Now, I open it. And I'm like, this is awesome. Then I put it down. Then he has to show me. He has to take the thing, the cover off, and then open it. And it's very impressive display of four bottles. They're each getting progressively higher end, blue being the best and the biggest. So it's clearly over $100.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He spent a shit ton of money on it.
So I felt like I didn't take the time to look at it and open it and really appreciate it. He had to show me. And then after our show, we had a really successful year, to be honest. But our last show at McGoobie's was especially incredible on the 23rd. So I opened one of the bottles to share, and he's like, are we going to get glasses? Because this is nice,
right?
Like whiskey. I'm like, no, we're just going to like pour it in our mouths like it's the cheapest shit ever. So I don't know if that came off as
no, that too. No, that came across cool.
Okay, good.
You know what?
But it's so in my head, I don't know if even, like, if you gave me the perfect gift, I would be thinking about, am I reacting in the right way to convey that, as opposed to just naturally being happy.
Here's the thing.
Which he did give me the perfect gift.
You love alcohol.
Yes.
He obviously thought about it, spent a lot of money on it, and then you shared it with everybody. No, I don't. It didn't. I noticed stuff. I didn't even notice that.
And I thought I was going to get a picture of Tommy's taint, but I actually got something good from him.
Yeah. What'd
you get? Oh, yeah. You got an signed Eagles memorabilia.
It's an art print circa 1974 with the original Eagles lineup plus Don Felder.
It's very nice. All right, Marcus, thank you. Let's open these gifts. You have two.
I have two
one
gifts
for some reason.
Thanks, Marcus. I appreciate that.
Robbie has already opened his at home, correct?
Yes, I'll tell you what I got after you guys are done.
I got a Once You Go White t-shirt, I think. Hold on. So this
slightly
is...
slightly used.
Hold on. Okay, so I got a... Oh, hell yeah. This is Wolf underwear. And there's a place for my cock to where the nose of the wolf is.
All right, I'm still opening mine. There was a bag, and now there's a box.
So that's one gift so far, by the way. I got two gifts.
Maybe I'm also bad at physically opening things. So this is a double whammy for me.
Yeah, Marcus paid for the Amazon gift wrapping bag.
Yeah, no, I see that. But by the time Rob is done, I'll already have my second gift opened. Thanks, Marcus, so far. Wait a minute. It's hilarious, apparently.
Oh, this is really, really funny. No. Marcus, home, you got me. It appears to be six bags of TGI Friday's original flavor mozzarella stick snacks. I've never even seen these. But you know what? Fuck you, Mac Bergson. We're going to do the whole show about these.
I know how much you love that place.
My God.
I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but I fucking love my other gift from Marcus.
Oh, 2019 Wolves calendar?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It says 16 months, so I assume that's 16 pictures of wolves. Let me eat this mozzarella stick. Hold on. Oh, give me another one of those.
I think those mozzarella sticks are frozen, aren't they?
No, they're like Cheetos.
They're like Cheetos, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gnawing on frozen mozzarella. That's how much I love TGI Friday.
I thought the same thing, Marcus.
I thought you had to put them in the fryer. I thought they were the frozen kind.
Well, that's what I was wondering, how you would ship the frozen ones.
So good.
Robbie.
I got a picture.
I also got a calendar. Mm. I want you guys to guess what my calendar is.
All right, Eagles is too easy.
Big Lebowski.
No.
Something, no, it's a real gift.
No, something good. Something that I would enjoy.
Taiwanese women.
The Big Lebowski is good. What do you mean? Robbie doesn't enjoy those. We'll talk. We can't talk about that until the bonus show. By the way, God, I have such good stories. We can either talk about this in about 2 months or on the bonus show. Is that right, Robbie? What are you allowing?
I'm really advocating that we wait until someone is out of the house entirely and in China and then have a whole proper discussion where I can talk freely.
All right, that's fair enough.
I think he got you a Back to the Future calendar.
That's a good guess, but no. Joe, any guesses?
Sorry, I'm eating on
you. Those are all the things you love. I mean,
such a good gift, Mark.
You're missing a big one.
Howard Stern.
You're missing a big one.
David Letterman.
You guys are missing a big one.
So Big Brother, Bachelor, Survivor.
It's all handguns.
I wouldn't have guessed that. But I get it. Because
all handguns? Now handguns, if you love handguns more than you love Stern and Letterman?
No, he
no
does.
I'm not saying more. I'm just saying, you had to give it a little bit of extra thought there.
Yeah, that's nice.
And you want to know what the other gift was?
Calendar of bullets.
You'll never guess this. It's a stun gun.
What?
Yes.
It's a real stun gun?
It is. It has a flashlight and it has a stun gun.
Oh, my God. Hey, new prop for our murder mystery. Someone tests a stun gun, but it has been amped up to too many, whatever. Huh? Does that work? Does that make sense?
What a horrible thing to give Robbie.
No,
he's the most likely to use it to stun someone.
No, because the last time Robbie and I had the gun conversation, one of his big complaints was that he couldn't go into D.C. with a gun. So
or Maryland.
Maybe the non-lethal option, at least he would feel safer.
I'm sorry you can't go into Maryland with a gun, Robbie.
So Robbie got a calendar, a stun gun, and I got some Cheetos.
Man.
Well, I forgot what you forgot. You got already, Joe. You got the calendar and what?
And the underwear.
The underwear, that's nice.
Which I'm putting on right now.
Right. Thank you, Marcus.
Let me tell you this. Dollar-wise, you all got about the same.
These are high-end Cheetos.
You got ripped off on what you got robbed then.
Well, there's like seven or eight bags of these.
Yeah, but there's only like...
That isn't your generic brand. I mean, those are TGI
quality.
Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... There might be seven mozzarella sticks in this bag.
No, there's more. There's a ton of them, man.
I mean, it's a tiny bag, though. It's not a big giant bag.
But it's big for like a one serving bag. It's big. How many servings are in there, do you think?
Three. I guess three.
Two.
Oh, fuck. Right,
so there you go. Thank you, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus. Yes. Very cool.
Marcus did a great job.
Yeah. Thank you to you, Marcus, to Jim Amato, Mac Bergson. You guys were amazing for your contributions throughout the year, as well as, shout out to you, Merle Rogers, a lot of you out there. We love you. Thank you for supporting our show every week and putting up with us.
So can we talk? Let's start by talking about the murder mystery that we did 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah, well, we did two. We did the improv, which was sold out, which I thought was amazing.
Now, the best story about the improv I can't tell because it has to do with the story that we already talked about that we're not allowed to talk about until after February. So there's a lot coming up. You know what? I'm committing now for that, the bulk of that to be on Patreon.
Okay.
You got to sign up to Patreon.
You got to. It'll be worth it. But I do want to give a shout out to Jocelyn from the improv, who I now have a huge crush on. The voluptuous black woman who was clapping and laughing at every turn, great energy, who walked on stage to sit on Eric's lap with a chicken wing in one hand, a bottle of wine in the other, and then grinded up on him and whispered in his ear. And it was quite a turn-on for me, actually.
She ended up going up on stage two more times.
Yes.
She, it was like, all right, enough already.
She was
it's
out
the
of
Jocelyn show. No, it was,
no, I couldn't get enough of her, actually.
She was a good, very good audience member. This is what I want to say about the show. So let me start at Brightbox, the first holiday murder mystery we did. I used to make the blood, and I'd make it using water, corn syrup, red food coloring, and cocoa. That's what I used to make it. Actually tasted pretty good. And what I would do is try to make it thin enough to where I could spit it out. And that's what I would do. We did that for 2 years. This is the third year we're doing the Christmas murder mystery.
Fourth.
Sorry. Yes. The fourth. So what I said was, we used blood for the Halloween murder mystery. So I said, I'll just use that. Mm-hmm. But the day of when I went to pour it in the mug, it poured out slow. Well, there's nothing I could do about it then. So basically I just spit out syrup. It was hard to do. When I drank it, though, I had to tilt the cup up forever to get it to run into my mouth. And I spit it on Rob's shirt, and Rob said, hey, you didn't get any in my face, which, of course, is a funnier laugh or whatever. And I said, oh, okay, but it was thick, and that's why I had trouble, blah, blah, blah.
So usually now, I get it on my sweater, my face, sometimes my shoes, and sometimes, and like the thigh, my jeans on my thighs.
Right. So the next time we did it at the DC Improv, it didn't occur to me that it was too thick until I was there. I'm like, oh, fuck, same problem. So I went and put some water in it, and I stirred it up, and I spit it out again, but still it was hard to get out of the cup. So I said, I'm not going to make the same mistake I've already made for the last two shows. I'm going to make sure I get it in his face a little bit, and I'm going to make sure it's thin enough to where I can put enough in my mouth so I can spit it out, right? So you see where this is going. So what I did was, I poured water in it, and Todd Fleming, who plays Argyle in the murder mystery, was watching the Steelers game. I said, listen, I don't need you to do anything other than sit here with this mug and stir this.
Right.
So he stirred it for like probably 35, 40 minutes. So it made it work. And now all of a sudden I had a bunch of blood that I could pour into my mouth, and now I could do a proper spit. Oh, by the way, I got to make sure I get it in his face, which I forgot to do. Nothing crazy. You're supposed to get a little bit in his face, so he has blood on his face and it ruins
his
shirt.
It's a more pronounced moment in death.
So, but we're giving something away, but maybe you won't remember in 364 days.
Or maybe we'll change it.
But I get I do a toast, and I drink out of this mug that was gifted to me anonymously, and I,
where the liquid is already in.
The liquid's already in it. I have problems, and I spit it on Rob. Now, I'm supposed to spit it on his shirt, which is white, and a little bit, but I guess I just got it wrong.
Oh, boy.
And I swear to God, I felt so bad. I was laughing, but I'm like, God, that was fucked up. I know it was. I spit it directly into your face.
Yeah.
None of it.
He
barely got on the shirt. It was so much in his face. I don't even know how you continued to do the rest of the scene. It was so bad. And I'm on the floor like, I was laughing, but also felt like shit. And I'm like, God, this is really, really fucking bad. I knew as soon as I did it how much blood was in your face.
I knew too, because the difference, because you've done this to me at least 20 times.
Oh, my
this
God.
This one felt much different than every other time.
It was so bad. And you actually got some of it off before I got a picture of it, and it was still fucking horrible.
Well, I had to. I had it.
You couldn't
I ran
see,
right
probably.
To the bathroom, but then you were following me, and I said, you got to please get a picture of this because I need to get this off ASAP, and I want to get the picture the most real. So I'm wiping this off my face. A guy comes in the bathroom, just a guy in the audience, and I stay in character, and I'm like, man, even in death, my boss is fucking me over. And he goes, tell me about it, man.
Yeah, sympathy.
Yes. I know the feeling. I'm like, okay.
The sad thing is the picture isn't great. I should have used the flash. I didn't know. It's darker than I wish it was brighter.
But it looks more you know, dreary and sad. It looks more Halloweenish. Yeah.
So I'm publicly apologizing for that. I'll be more careful about not doing that to you next year, if I remember. Who knows?
Well, Robbie, how did it look from your vantage point?
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I that's the vibe I got.
All right, well, let's keep
doing it. Was great. It's probably a health violation for me.
In terms of that scene, it's a great visual gag to see that blood all over your sweater.
Yes.
But it's a much funnier mo when he spits it directly in your face. Man.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know it was going to be that way.
Then if you know it's coming, it's going to be very difficult if you know it's coming.
I wish we had that on video. I also wish we had, because we have the moment during the show where people, it's a little mini intermission, where people come and sit on Santa's lap, Eric Woodworth, who's basically naked, and you know, say what they want for Christmas. And these five black women that are all dressed up, various Santa and Christmas attire.
And they're dressed provocatively.
Yeah, they were awesome. They call themselves Santa's crew. And it was, a lot of these were just easy jokes, but it was so fun because I'm dreaming of a black Christmas. I said that. They walk on stage. Eric goes, "Hey, it's a team from Family Feud."
Dude, you had the best line. When one of the girls sat on your lap and she said, "I want a dog." And you said, "What kind of dog?" "What kind of dog?" And she said, "I want a little white one." And you go, "Well, there's plenty of those here," right?
I said, probably the first time you've ever said that. If you want a little white one, you got to take your pick of about 200 people.
And then Eric said, "You're about 3 inches from one," because she's sitting on his lap. God, it was so funny.
I mean, there was about 10 just zingers, and it was, you know, the improv is also the show where we're the most to feel like the pressure's on, the standards are higher there. And once we kind of did well there, Magoobies, we have more of a 98 Rock home field advantage, if you will.
Yeah.
I felt like this is just going to be fun for us.
Can you talk about Eric always fucking with people's food? Can you tell what he did?
Yeah, that one, from where I was sitting and you were right on stage and Rob made a face. Rob's basically, so when it's show day, I'm probably the most stressed out of anybody, but Rob, he's the one, you know how you say, all right, well, we limit ourselves based on who's the most easily offended. It's not that you're easily offended, but you're the one who's the most strict about the process.
Yes.
So I know Rob concerns himself with everything, how the club is, how people are going to view it, every single thing, soup to nuts. So Eric was Santa Claus and he bent down, I guess, to grab something off someone's plate.
Yes.
I didn't see exactly because his giant ass was blocking me. But
so as soon as he did that, I think the lady was offering the sauce for him to dip it in, if I'm not mistaken. And Eric slapped it out of her hand. And, of course, when he slapped it out of her hand, the first thing I'm thinking is if there's sauce in there, we're paying a dry cleaning bill and we might get in trouble, right?
Right.
Now, I don't know what exactly. Maybe she was offering him another one, which would have been better. And I don't know if that was replaced or not. But he legitimately, and it wasn't like she was some Katie's age. It was like some older lady.
Yes.
She was a bit matronly.
Someone who could easily be offended by sauce flipped in her face.
By the way, it's also a man who's wearing nothing, basically.
Yes.
He's got nothing but his tidy whiteys on. And then, now, you probably would know if there was sauce there.
There was any sort of spill. It wasn't like my face 20 minutes earlier.
Joe was up in the booth with me, and we saw from that distance.
Oh,
I thought,
oh, shit. Yeah,
I thought it looked violent.
Yeah, it looked bad from where we were. Everybody, of course, it's hilarious. It was hilarious.
Right.
The lady, I saw her later, and she had a great time.
Yes.
So she, whatever that was, it didn't bother her. But again, I've said this before. The one time Eric was Santa Claus, and a waitress walked by with a beer on her tray, and he took it off and started drinking it, and she was fucking pissed. That did not go over well.
Well, that I can understand. She's trying to do her job here. Now she's got to go back and get another beer. I'm always like, how does this? It's like you're a football team. You're up 45-0. We've won the game.
Why?
But
why are you throwing Hail Marys?
Why are you doing something to get you suspended for the next game or get hurt?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what, does 52-0 matter or? So at this point, the show can't. They already are having an amazing time. All we can do is because I've been in situations where the comedy show is great, and one person complains about a joke, and the club sides with that one person.
By the way, there's a club, we've mentioned it already, where there was a little person that was offended. Hey, And then I said, hey, when are we going to do? And I haven't heard anything back.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. I messaged like, hey, let's get back on the calendar. By the way, we sold it out and crushed.
I'll reach out to them at the beginning of the year. But yeah.
She was in our defense in that whole situation. She understood. She got it.
Yeah, but she's not the
She doesn't make the decision.
No.
Got it.
So, yeah. All right. We'll cross. But then we sold that show out. That was a great show.
I guess they're more worried about a lawsuit. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm not sure it's fine, but I think it's fine. How about that? Is that fair?
Well, they offered. It's funny because I won't say the name, but that club offered Justin to MC their comedy show, and he only they only offered him an app free appetizer and parking.
That's ridiculous.
Like, that's a far cry from what his asking price is, just so you'll
know.
What
is he doing? Is that was for New Year's Eve, or that was a general?
No. That would be what he would do on a regular basis. Whenever they had comedy, if it was me and you.
Oh, yes.
He would be the full-time MC, and he would get, you remember those mozzarella sticks that Marcus gave you? That's what he would get.
Oh, it was so good.
He'll get a soda, too, maybe.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I have no plans. Matter of fact, on the way home, I go, you know what? We don't have any plans for New Year's. So I emailed everybody. I said, what are you doing? And maybe we'll just have people over. What are you doing? Do you have a show?
Yeah, I have a show in South Korea.
I guess you won't be making it.
No. I fly out Saturday morning. I arrive back Tuesday afternoon.
It's funny. We were talking about writing a New Year's murder mystery.
I still want to.
Well, Katie said I won't. You're not allowed to do that. She fucking put a V. She's the only holiday.
You're not allowed to be in it.
Well, that's fine. Oh, you clearly haven't allowed to write it.
Yeah.
She said that's the only holiday that isn't taken from me. No Valentine's Day. No, I guess leading up to Christmas.
About?
No
we don't
Halloween.
Do Christmas or Thanksgiving.
No
Day show.
Halloween. The night before Thanksgiving, we do shows. You know, so she's like that. Yeah, but what am I going to say? She.
That's the one, huh?
She laid down.
Well,
the
you
law.
Better do something then. You better do something so great that it's better than making $500 or whatever we might make. Probably make more on our New Year's Eve.
Yeah, sure we would, yes. Right? Anyway.
You're going to be watching Ryan Seacrest instead of... Okay. No, I do think, especially because these next couple years, the New Year's Eve falls on a day that's good for us to book a show.
Hold on, let me get some mozzarella sticks in me real quick.
If you're a comedy club... You know, New Year's Eve is on a Tuesday night. So if you're a comedy club, you're having shows, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. You're not having a show Monday night. So are you keeping that person there all week to do a show Tuesday? Or are you're not bringing the person in early for the next week because the next week's a shit week to have comedy. So you're not bringing them early to do Tuesday night and then also do Wednesday and Thursday because no one's going to come to Wednesday.
No, if you're booking that night, you're booking something special.
Right, so it's a one-off. It's a special thing. It's us, is what I'm saying. So, and the next year, because in the next year it's on a Wednesday. It's this exact same deal. So,
all right, let's
these
start
next
writing.
2 years, yeah. Well, we should write three this year. That's
well, we need to write the 90s one we talked about. We'll write a New Year's one, and then we'll write one more.
Yeah, well, I got about, you know, 30 hours on a plane to figure shit out when I got. So maybe I'll just brainstorm.
Sorry, I was picking mozzarella sticks out of my teeth.
They're pretty good, man.
By the way, they're Thank good, you, but they taste nothing like mozzarella sticks.
Well, they're just mozzarella. That's what they call them. Yeah, they do. I think they taste like... If you had a Cheeto brand called mozzarella stick, that's what they would taste like.
If you were eating a Cheeto next to that, they would taste the same.
Well, that's something for the next show. Our 400th show. That's our next show. We have nothing planned.
Yeah, we were talking about whether or not... It is a big deal.
Yeah.
But it isn't like the bicentennial. You know what I mean? It's well, bicentennial is 200 years. I was going to say the millennial. Mm-hmm. The millennium. Is that what it was? The millennium? Yeah, I mean, I like nice round numbers. I guess it is a round number. But we're not going to hit episode 500 for another 2 years. So I guess we should celebrate it. What are we going to do, Robbie? Now we got a week to produce it.
Yeah, I told you guys what to do like a month ago.
What,
yeah,
something
you did.
About Scott Apple.
Scott Apple game.
Yeah, I said you got to start right. Give me some questions so I can produce the whole thing.
When's the deadline?
It's over. There's not going to be no Scott.
Well, when
Apple
is
game.
The 400 show? Because we're recording this early.
It's going to be on the 7th, right? Yeah, the 7th.
Yeah, so we got, that's a long time from now. The deadline is passed, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it done.
All right, fair enough. No 400th show magic. Hey, let's take a break, and I have an idea to involve the classic Robin Joshua Twitter handle. Robin Joshua, be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
You need to follow the classic Rob and Joe on Twitter.
I do.
Yes. Listening, whoever's doing this, pretty sure it's Mac, is listening from the beginning and just... pointing out some hilarious things. A lot of these things.
Oh,
make
yeah, there's
us look
one.
Stupid.
Oh, there's one that makes me look like an idiot.
Is that the bet about?
It's the Greg Williams thing. Did you see that?
Yes.
I said, do you know who Greg Williams is, Robbie?
He was a coach. He was a college football coach, right?
No, he was a coach for the Redskins. He was a coach for the Saints.
Assistant coach.
And he was, I guess, responsible for. Becoming up with the idea of Bounty Gate, where they paid people to take out players or injure them.
A defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator. And I said, this guy's never going to have another job. Actually, my exact quote is in there. Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm having trouble pulling. Here's the Wi-Fi. Let me see. So what should we bet on? We already have the broke athlete. I'm really upset that I didn't pick Warren Sapp, but I'm very happy with my Greg Williams pick. He is never going to work again. That's our episode 39, so that was a... That was probably, what year was that? What did we start? Summer of 2000 and what?
2012?
So 13? That was probably 2013 that we said this. It was episode 39. So, yeah. And since then, he's pretty much worked ever since, right?
He's never stopped working.
Other than that one layoff. And now he's the interim head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Most likely he'll get the job. He's 5-1 in his last 6 games.
Well, if they beat your Ravens.
Oh,
Sunday.
He'll definitely get the job if he beats the Ravens or even if it's close. Hey, that's another thing we need to talk about. So,
yes.
On this show 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
This is 6 weeks ago. The Ravens were 4-5 and they were announced that they were starting their rookie quarterback who had looked like absolute shit in the previous games and in preseason.
Yes.
And I said, I'd heard the backup sports guy on 98 Rock talk about last year, hey, they were in the same situation last year and they were playing for playoffs on the last game and you can't give up hope and blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, okay, fine. But what are the chances of them getting back in this thing? They have a losing record. Now they're putting a rookie quarterback in who hasn't been playing well. What are the chances of them going 6-1 in the next 7 games and making the playoffs?
Almost impossible.
It's almost impossible. And now, of course, here we are, week 17. That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
And they are playing not just for the playoffs. If they win their game in 4 days, they will win the AFC East, and they'll host a home playoff
They're
game.
They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw the odds. It's probably a pretty good bet. I think it's 16-1. You can bet the Ravens right now. And they're going to play a home game, but they will have to play 3 games to go to the Super Bowl. By the way, I also figured this out. If you listen to Patreon, you'll get a little more insight into what I'm about to tell you, but if the Ravens play in the Super Bowl, I will have done the post game for 26 weeks because there were 5 preseason games, 17 weeks of the season, 4 weeks to play in the Super Bowl.
That's a big job.
It's half the year.
Yes.
I've been doing this half the year. So, yeah. By the way,
before you know, it'll be preseason next year.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how far away from till I just start doing this again?
Well, you're doing a great job, Joe.
Thanks, man.
You haven't said somebody's name wrong in months.
Yes, I've been much better.
But I saw it was with Mac and Classic Rob and Joe. We're talking about my infamous fight with the late, great Eric the Actor regarding the regulars. So what about occasionally on Patreon, Robbie, we play back one of these clips, whether either it makes us look like an idiot or we can defend ourselves or we can rehash it, and we just go at it again.
So I pull a clip that Classic Rob and Joe has talked about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, you think that's a good idea?
And we just re-debate it?
Well, whatever. I mean, if we were way wrong, we can say why we thought that. And if we had to, like, if we wanted to redo it, what we would say then. I don't know. It seems like there's some humor in there.
Like when you said that you thought O.J. Simpson would be the best, you'd rather have him as a neighbor than anybody, episode one.
Right. Now I say Bill Cosby. So.
Or when Robbie defended dating a girl who couldn't stand erect.
Well, because that one, I was literally reading on Twitter, and I was getting angry again about my big regulars argument with Eric the Actor. I was actually getting furious just sitting there. So I'm willing to get furious again just to entertain you motherfuckers.
Now, you were getting upset. Why? Let's just revisit it a little bit. By the way, The Regulars is a show that was filmed that eventually would have been a network pitch. Is that right? And the idea was that these people go into bars and
The original ideas, and they originally shot a pilot with Oscar from Big O and Dukes and the Michael Mara Show and Tanner Cooley, Chris Cooley, Redskin tight end, now broadcaster's younger brother, where two guys just go into a bar, fish out of water to, you know, they, for the, I think the one they shot, they went in some country bar. And then by the end of, you know, they get indoctrinated, and by the end, they're considered regulars. It's just sort of like a, like, could be like a Food Network show where you're going to some different bar and tasting their local beers and food. And, and then by the end, they're like, you're one of us. So, and then they, Oscar wanted to redo it. And then it turned into this thing where they were going to have like a reality show competition to pick the winner. And it got all convoluted. But basically the real crux of the argument was, is that I always felt and that this is something that's right up my alley, which it is, not even doubting that. But then, and then I was, you know, had a really good chance of being the guy. And then once I found out that
they changed this, the format, basically.
No, before that.
Oh.
Once I found out this could have been bullshit, that this was already getting like looked at by Discovery and like real channels, that was now exciting for me. And
so all you knew was the concept and what you were being told about how this was being shopped. That's all you know.
Right. But once I found out, which I could have, once I was led to believe something, which could have been wrong, that the show wasn't just us guys making it, that people were already looking at it. That raised the stakes.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you don't know to think any other differently than what you've been told.
And my point was that clearly, no, Eric the Actor's point was that's bad news for me. And my whole point was, he was saying because more people are looking at it, I have less chance of getting it.
Right.
Which is, yes, but it's like, would you rather have a 1 in 3 chance of winning $10 or a 1 in 10 chance of winning $10,000?
No, I got you.
Right.
Yes.
So just because I have less chance of getting it, but now I have a chance of getting something that's real, which is clearly good news for me. That was my point. And no one could understand that concept.
Well, I think the other thing is that once it was, this has nothing to do with you, and I hope Oscar doesn't take this the wrong way, but it was absolute shit when it
was
made.
By the time, yes.
Yeah.
What it
and,
got done.
And once it became that, then that's what they're, so what they're hearing, that's the body of it. They're hearing the concept that then it's the idea it might be something that has legs. And then the product didn't match that, and then they act like that's your fault.
That's
what actually happened. So I know it wasn't your fault, but one thing that is a good quality that you have that I don't have is you'll burn no bridges. You'll never burn a bridge.
Right.
I'm not you, but I'm not Robbie. You follow what I'm saying? Robbie Wolf, he doesn't fucking care. You call too late, boom, our friendship's over. So if you follow, I think that what they said was once you saw that product, if you're not kind of, it's very obvious that you're being a diplomatic when discussing it.
Yes.
And I believe it would have looked favorably on you to be more candid about what that was.
I think that was the big,
because I don't think there was, what are you going to take that show and is going to be on the network? No, nobody's going to buy that turd. So that's what I'm saying. Once you participated in it and saw what it became, then I'd be like, well, what do you think? What do you think? What bridge did you think that you were going to burn by saying, yeah, this isn't very good?
I don't even think that I was just angry at the basic point that this is clearly good for me.
Well,
I'm just saying, is it better to have less of a chance to winning a lot of money or a better chance to win a little? It's just basic common
sense.
You are
100%
right. Has nothing to do with anything about the show.
Listen, yes.
Or anything. That was my.
I hear you.
But he has less like 10 points that says that's wrong.
I think that what was going on there is you were defending it so hard, they were thinking you were being just completely deluded.
I don't believe that they thought that. I thought that once they saw it, they wanted to continue to have fun at its expense. So they kept basically they were making an argument to Rob that he wasn't making. And that's that this thing was credible or had legs or was quality. Rob was never saying
that. I was literally getting arguments at home with Tawanda for her saying how negative I'm being about this. And then I come on here and I'm getting yelled at for how positive I'm being. And by the way, I felt the exact same about it at every stage.
Right. But you do agree that the reason that people piled on was because you never really kind of, I guess, denounced it, which I'm not expecting you to, but that's the reason that it had life.
Well, there's no reason for me to denounce something that I'm in the middle of doing. Robbie can speak to that.
We're not disagreeing.
Well, right. No, I am disagreeing, but I'm not saying you're wrong.
But at this argument, we haven't even shot anything yet. This is just an idea. Why would I denounce an idea?
No, I'm with you there.
But I like the idea.
But it kept going. The reason it kept getting brought up was this. That's why. Because, again.
No, because I would get mad and Robbie would love that.
That too.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. There's a lot of truth.
And Mac would love that, and Eric the Actor would love that, and Captain Cupcake.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Rest in peace, Eric the Actor.
Yes. So, 2018, it was a great year. I like to think our sound has never sounded better with our new equipment, with the helps of Marcus and Jim Amato and the whole team. We got to go to Vegas this year.
We did. Don't forget Robbie forced me to buy half of this fucking Bricklink.
Yes.
Don't forget about that.
Is it paid off yet?
It is.
It's officially paid off.
It's paid off. It's literally like buying a car is what he.
Worth every penny. Well, not a car if it's Michael Chamberlain's car.
It was a used car, a nice used car.
When Robbie yells at me, that doesn't enter into the equation that he flim-flammed me into buying this thing.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Robbie, regarding our show and how you act?
No. But I do know for a fact, at least for a little while, I'm going to be kinder and gentler.
For a little while.
All right.
Why is that? Why for a little while?
Because the world is looking wonderful and bright right now.
Oh, I see. You were bitter. So all the arguments that we got in was because you were angry in your regular life?
Yes, at least partly. Because I wasn't getting what I needed.
Oh, because The Bachelor comes back on the air in 2 weeks. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that too. I'm excited.
Go ahead, quickly. Make your picks. Make your picks for the Final Four so we can lock it in.
Speaking of getting what you need, Sean Gabbert, from the Murder Mystery, got Eric Woodworth's name in the gift exchange and bought him. It was the mouth of a porn star.
The mouth or was it the vagina?
It was the mouth.
Sasha Grey.
We had a party at my house. Thanks for showing up, Robbie. I'm kidding. And he gave that gift to Eric in front of his wife, Erica.
Yeah, but she didn't seem to care.
Zero
too much,
qualms.
Right? So here's Sasha Grey. Wait a minute. On Apple Music. What the fuck? Is it EY or AY?
I think it's EY.
I think it's EY too.
Okay, Sasha Grey. I'm going to put porn because I put Sasha.
E as in explicit.
I put Sasha Grey in and she's some musician named Sasha Grey. But anyway, here's what's weird. That didn't work. Sasha Grey porn didn't work. Maybe, whatever. Doesn't
if you matter. Go to Katie's phone, she's used to looking at porn more than you.
So it was the mouth, but it wasn't a whole head.
No.
So it looked like, you know, remember Predator, not the big Predator,
I'm looking at it right now, Joe. It's Sasha Grey.
Yeah, she didn't come up when I did.
Child-proofed on that.
No, believe me, I've definitely watched porn. I haven't watched a Katie amount of porn, but I've watched porn on my phone. Grey, you said, or AY?
EY.
Yeah, that's what I have here. Anyway, so remember in Predator when the little Predator comes out? The little teeny one with just the teeth and no eyes, but it almost looks like a worm.
This is the original Predator?
Yes. Matter of fact, while we're doing it, I'm going to go ahead and look it up while we're doing it.
There's been about 9 different Predators since then.
Okay, Predator. I'm going to put small. I'm sorry, Alien. I apologize.
That's what I
alien.
Thought you might be saying.
That's
yes.
what Alien. It's Alien.
It's Baby Groot.
Baby.
Now, I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to put baby. Yes, okay. Yes. And that's what it looks like because it doesn't have a nose, it doesn't have eyes, it doesn't have a face, any of that. Here's a good picture of it, right?
So would you bang the baby alien's mouth?
Well, that's what I was going to say because if you're using it, you can't. I would clearly be watching something else. You can't be looking at, by the way, nobody sits there and looks at their dick when they're jerking off, do they? They're always looking at something else.
Yeah.
But the idea of you even catching a glimpse of it, it looks horrifying. It would probably take me back to a place I didn't want to be.
Do you think, Robbie and Marcus, do you think that Eric used it already? He got it on Friday night. Okay, that was supposed to be a guess where you didn't know that. But he used it that night, actually.
So Robbie just Googled Sasha Grey porn. Same thing came up. Nothing. Pull her up again, Robbie. I want to see her fucking.
Hey, it's not the kind of show we have.
Oh, here we go. Sasha Grey. Oh, there she is. All right. Man. Hey, wait a minute, hold on. Not only is she a porn actress, she's also a writer and musician. So that is her music. Robbie, play some of her music if you don't mind. Can you play some of her songs?
Yeah, give me a minute.
How many people have masturbated just to her music?
It's got to be. I mean, maybe a music video? No, just audio?
Yes.
Probably zero, I'm guessing.
Who's more? What's done more? People have purchased a copy of Resentment's Kill? Or masturbated to her music.
No,
just the audio.
The over under on masturbating to just her music is at 0.5, right?
I bet you there's super fans out there that they're a worshiper.
That doesn't seem likely to me. I mean, if you can watch her fucking, even if you're the biggest fan of hers in the world, you're going to watch her fuck. You're not going to fucking.
I'm not saying it's your first choice. I'm just saying there's some weirdos out there that doesn't seem that crazy to me.
What are you doing, Robbie? I don't see you actioning.
No, I'm not doing it over here. I'm doing it on
the computer. Oh, I got you.
You're going to be able to hear. Right. I got a song called I Came, I Sat, I Departed.
Dedicated to Eric Woodworth.
Here she is on Pornhub. Is this her?
No.
That's not her right there?
Okay, this sounds horrific.
Okay, you can stop that. That's her music?
What's the name of that band? That's Sunno?
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that my son James' favorite band, Sunno? Robbie, was that her music, or was there some sort of distortion?
That's what came up.
Well, Eric's report said that it's very loud, which doesn't seem the thing you want. You want to be able to just stealth this thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, does it, like,
I think
that kind of noise?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
Well, that's going to be a drop.
I don't care.
Well, on that note, I hope you guys have a wonderful, safe, and happy New Year's Eve. We'll be back with you in 2019. Happy New Year, guys.
Is this Sasha Grey?
Yes, this one is her.
This is much better.
Let this play us out.
See ya.
See ya. This sounds like That's the Way I Like It by...
That's what it is.
Oh, it is?
It's a cover.
She's singing it?
She's playing bass.
I'm looking at her singing.
She doesn't say uh-huh. She doesn't like that part.
It's too vulgar.
I put my own spin on it. I took the uh-huhs out. What the fuck is that?
I just want to shoot a video of Eric using it to play to this song with our little music video.
All right, I'm rolling, guys.
See ya. Happy New Year, guys. See you, fellas. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, Marcus.
Thanks, have a great New Year.
You take care, man. Bud. Enjoy those pears. See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.